Welcome to the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. I am Allison Kaczkowski, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in to check out exactly what we're talking about. Self-care means so many things to people. It's one of the reasons I decided to start this show. And you'll hear self-care discussed from a number of different angles in this space. I am grateful to have you with me, and I hope you get a lot out of what I'm going to share with you today.
Hey, everybody, it's Allison Kaczkowski. Thank you for joining me again today for another edition of our flagship show, The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. I am your host. As always, I'm excited to always be with you on Tuesday. It's one of the highlights of my Tuesday every single week. So my guest today is Oksana Lovitch. She's coming to us from the West Coast. We're going to have a great discussion today about what it means to be successful. So introduce yourself, please.
My name is Oksana Lovitch, and I'm a transformational teacher, and I'm also a best-selling author. I was born in Russia, and despite the fact that I was born in a very, very successful family, I honestly had a lot of traumatic events in my childhood. My parents passed away. I grew up in an abusive environment, so I was deeply broken inside. And because of that, I knew that I needed to heal myself because I simply could not live with myself. I was completely heartbroken, and I did not love myself. So I was completely, in my mind, I was just like, I had a lot of self-hatred. And of course, I was creating a lot of events and circumstances that proved that something was wrong with me. So my life was a mess. Fortunately, at the very young age, I turned into psychology. Rapid transformational therapy. It's a form of hypnosis. I started studying CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, Reiki, the Silver Method, and NLP. And I started noticing how much better I felt. I started noticing that success is beautiful, but I already came from a family of success, so I knew it was not the answer to inner happiness and fulfillment. And I already had the beliefs that success was possible. So on an outer level, I was able to create everything quite quickly. I became a competitive ballroom dancer. I was a theater actress. In LA, I was doing well, doing acting. I was booking jobs. But when I started studying psychology and the power of my own mind, and when I started studying rapid transformational therapy, I start feeling fulfilled. And that is when the idea for my book came, when I realized that the only way to truly feel successful is to create fulfillment
while being successful.
And I also had different steps getting to this powerful state. And the book is exactly like step-by-step revealed all my own steps, how I discovered bliss and joy, and at the same time, how I was able to manifest exactly what I was looking for.
I love that.
You know,
that.
And of course, I still have so many more dreams, but so far, yes, it's a journey. Fulfilled success is a journey.
I love that. So why don't we start there? Tell me in your own words, and I know that there's like several pieces to this from what you're saying, but in your own words, what does success mean to you?
So success means to me abundance, success, and fulfillment in every area of life. Because if you have a lot of money, and if you have a beautiful house in Malibu, and a beautiful car, or maybe a few cars, but you're completely heartbroken, you're truly not successful, because the journey of life is to feel fulfilled. Feel blissful, to be able to enjoy life and be present, and also have a beautiful health and have beautiful relationship and whatever else truly you desire, everybody's desire. So that's when I realized that in order to become successful, truly successful, we must master every area of our life so that life becomes meaningful. So that we enjoy our life to the fullest, because we only live once in this lifetime.
And life is short. You know, we're only on this planet a very short time. But what I love about what you just said, and I just want to highlight this for a minute before we move on to for my audience, is that You know, we can be very successful in one area of our life. So example, we can have a very successful business, or we can be completely happy in our marriage with our family. We can be have an amazing relationship in our life, but the other parts of our life may suffer as a result. So I love what you're saying in that in order to really be successful, we have to lean into that feeling, to use your word, fulfillment in every area of our life. So it's because how you do one thing should be how you do everything, right?
I also discovered that in order to create success, which mm-hmm. some people are unable to create in general, material success, if you master seven areas of life, it's just so much easier to create material success, because the seven areas of life I'm talking about is intuition, confidence, willpower, present moment awareness, sacred sexuality, health and wellness. Because see, for example, if somebody is not confident, it's very, very difficult to create success, especially if they're struggling with creating it, right? Because when you don't feel good enough about yourself, you will sabotage so many different opportunities. Yeah. If you're not intuitively connected, then you can make so many choices which may lead you to prolong the path to success.
Yeah.
Or maybe even never achieve what you truly desire. If you're not able to be present, then what happens is you waste so much of your energy into useless thoughts. Yeah. And when you do that, you do not have motivation and inspiration to actually pursue your success, right? If you don't have a healthy relationship,
yeah.
not necessarily even intimate relationship, but even with people surrounding you, then you have so much drama and conflict, and then you again prolong your path to success. If you don't connect with sacred sexuality, you don't really know how to channel genius ideas. Sacred sexuality connects with the energy of creation. And everything in life we create is deeply connected with sacred sexuality. That's why in the book, Think and Grow Rich, they even have a whole chapter devoted yeah. to sacred sexuality that is called The Art of Sexual Transmutation. And that is why it's so essential, even before you become successful, even if you're just on a journey to success, to really look into these areas, so that you create success much more effortlessly and you don't lose its higher purpose, which is fulfillment.
Right. And you're also talking too about, just to summarize before we move on, is what you're really saying is, yes, we have to pay attention to what we're doing and the choices that we're making. But really what's more important is just how it's our state of being every day, right? It's this opportunity and this choice to be present. It's this choice to be more open. It's this choice to, you know, if you want to have a really positive relationship in your life, then be the example, right, of the kind of person who does that, right? So that really all comes back to how we're being. And it's less really about the to-do list and the task to do, which is really, I think, how we're hardwired as human beings.
That's so true. It's so true.
Yeah.
But again, it's every single person, I do believe, they desire to be better.
Yeah.
Unless somebody completely gives
up. I like that too.
But unfortunately, what happens is we are all governed by subconscious beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is we are programmed since childhood already to believe into certain things. And let's say if a child created a very limiting subconscious foundation, then no matter how much this individual desires to be better, desires to be more positive, desires to be happy in a relationship, if they are hardwired for limitations, they must go into their own subconscious first to create a new foundation. And only then they will be able to create.
Yeah, our subconscious beliefs run the show 95% of the time in our life anyway. And that's why it's so easy to say, you know, to look at somebody who may be really successful, but, you know, you don't really know what programs are going on for them, right? It's like we only make a small number of decisions from our conscious brain. The rest of the time, our unconscious is what's running the show, which is where all of our stories are, all of our false beliefs, all of the things that we, to use your word, that we've been programmed to accept from childhood, right? So it's just, I think when we become aware of that, I'm not saying it's easier to change it because you do have to commit to it and it is a process, but it is possible to change that, right? That's what I want everyone listening to know.
Honestly, I've transformed my whole entire life by working directly with my subconscious mind, because until I actually tapped into my subconscious mind and I did it through hypnosis and rapid transformational therapy, I honestly thought I could never receive healing. Yeah. Because I went to many psychologists and I had so little results. Like I felt like I was just going through the same issue again and again, and I even felt worse. And at one point, I even went to a doctor who told me that I had bipolar disorder, and he prescribed me pills, but thankfully I did not take them. I actually went to my first hypnotherapist at that time, and when I discovered what type of beliefs I myself created as a little child, I was so relieved.
Yeah.
For the first time in my life, I started feeling better and I knew that there was hope.
Yeah,
That's right. Working with your subconscious mind is
right. My point is, you committed to the process. You'd made a decision that you wanted to change, right? Number two, you committed to the process to do that. And unfortunately, I do think that a lot of people out there, and a lot of people maybe think this, that are listening to this right now, you know, think that we look around the world and we see what looks like immediate overnight success for people, right? And it becomes very, I think, hard for people to accept that you do have to commit to it, that it is a process and it's not going to happen overnight. So I love how you just described that. You said, look, here's where I was, and I realized that I wanted more. And you made yourself available and you worked at it. And now look where you are. I mean, that's evidence that it's a conscious decision.
At the same time, I do strongly believe that if a person is not ready, if they're not committed, it's also their choice and it's their life path. Because I do believe, like, when a soul comes to this world, they kind of have certain capabilities that are serving them in some way. And what I've noticed is when a person is committed, it's because in this particular lifetime, that commitment is serving them for some higher purpose. Because sometimes an individual can live their whole entire life not being committed, but they are learning something from that particular stage that teaches them something we don't know. Like, I do believe, like, that's why I actually stop judging people and help those who are not committed. That's why even when I teach, I say always, are you willing to commit? Then you're right person for me. If not, I wish you all the best. And I know that in whatever ways, your level of non-commitment is serving you as well.
Well, I also think that we fall, you know, I agree with what you're saying, but I also think that there's a degree of being married to our stories too, because our stories, no matter what we tell ourselves, feels very real, right? Because we create our evidence every day based on how we live and what happens. And so at some point, you have to make a decision, is all I'm saying, that you want more for your life and that you're ready to do something different, that you're ready to leave all that behind, as challenging as it might be. That's not discounting it, because it's brought you to where you are now. But you have to make yourself available and raise your hand and say, I want more for myself, right?
Yes, and once the person desires, that's the only time this particular individual can change anything.
Exactly.
Unless they desire, because I've had people who were brought by their parents, who they're brought by their teachers, and they absolutely had no results. But I've seen people who, I had a client, he lived in his car, but he was so committed. I even told him, I would work with you for free in the beginning. Oh my goodness, he had such outstanding results, because the desire will help you to break free from all limitations.
Yeah, totally get it. All right, real quick, I would like to touch on each of these three pillars that you talk about as being the foundation of success. What do you think abundance means?
Again, abundance, it's success, abundance, and fulfillment in every area of life.
Yeah.
Which is, again, absolutely possible. It's everybody's birthright. And I do believe that it would not be actually that interesting to live life if we already were born this way.
Yeah.
Because that dopamine increases so much when we become better.
Yeah.
It's the best feeling on earth when we improve and become better and achieve something. And unless we experience sadness from time to time, I think we would never appreciate happiness. And despite the fact that abundance is a natural state, we have so many lessons in life that we come to learn. And ultimately, we do reach that state at, like, everybody reaches it at a different time. But I do believe everybody is destined to reach it in this life.
I believe it too. Yeah. And I'll just add on to what you just said that, you know, abundance isn't really what we have. Abundance is a feeling that we create, right? This is why we can look around the world and we can see people that when we look at it visually, you know, with our eyes, it doesn't look like they have a lot. Maybe they don't live in a nice house. Maybe they don't drive a nice car. Maybe those things aren't important to them. But the fact that they feel abundant is everything to what they're thinking and what they're believing about their potential, right? So abundance is more how we feel about things, and it's based on like what we see and what we have. So to your point, when you talk about the fulfillment of success and you master what abundance looks like for you, then you're already halfway there, right?
So I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product, and it's called Cellevate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement, and it comes in two varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout, or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body, this is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which, let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there, right? What's different about Cellevate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Cellevate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day. And what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town, and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled Cellevate.com, which is Cellevate.com. And use my special promo code, the Allison K 2024, and you can save 15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this.
You're halfway there, but at the same time, for example, I was traveling to Mount Shasta very many times. And because I was on the search for answers, and I met so many people, very spiritual people, and they felt abundant. And I saw that they were happy, genuinely happy. But at the same time, they would always ask me, oh, can you buy me some fruit, some kombucha? And I knew that it was also not the right way. So I do believe, like, that's why my book consists of seven areas of life. I do believe that both material and spiritual levels, they have to be balanced so that you have this motivation to work and create physical needs, because we live in a material world, and at the same time, feel abundant, feel prosperous.
Yeah.
So I do believe that every time you go to one state, if you just feel abundant, but you're not willing to put into work, then you kind of also lost in that spiritual way of doing
it. It's only a piece of the puzzle, right? So when you master that and you commit to the process, then you achieve that level of fulfillment like that you talk about, and then you feel successful, right?
Yes. So for example, there was a story about a monk. He was meditating for like 2 years, and he was sitting in a meditation position. But then when he got into a physical world, he was completely disturbed by the world. Yeah. So what I mean is like learning how to meditate and be spiritual while living physical world, while being in the environment where maybe a lot of chaos, there is a lot of chaos and maybe even suffering, is the most powerful way to actually awaken to our highest potential so that we learn how to cope with the world in the most beautiful way so that we no longer see it as a struggle. And then I do believe that we become an example, and that is when we can transform everybody who is not living from their highest potential, because we become the change.
Yeah. Okay. So next question. Why do you think a lot of people just don't believe that they can become successful? Like, what holds them back?
Well, because when the child is born, he resides in a theta state of consciousness. So if the child saw suffering, financial limitation, or for example, did not receive enough love. For example, in my case, I grew up in a very rich family, but I did not receive enough love. So I did not believe I was lovable enough. And I also sabotaged success. But some people just have so many dreadful beliefs about success, which embedded them in their early childhood. That is why it's so very difficult to create success for many individuals, because they simply believe that success is only for the chosen ones.
Right.
Or they believe that there is not enough money in the world. Or they maybe believe that rich people are evil. Or again, maybe they just believe that they're not enough. And when you don't feel you're enough, then of course you would say, how can I have a beautiful life if I'm not enough?
Yeah,
but I agree. The greatest news is it's absolutely possible to change.
Yeah. Well, it is. And to your point, it's when you decide to raise your hand, and I know I've said this already, but I just want to repeat it because I think it's a very important point, especially for those listening. You want to always realize that, to your point, there may be times in your life where you are at a point and you think, you know what, this is what I got. I'm not going to be successful, right? But then there could come another point in your life where you kind of challenge that a little bit and you say, I'm ready for something different. And that is what I want to emphasize to people listening, is always available. The main thing here is that you just have to decide. You have to decide that you're ready.
You have to decide that you're ready. And I also believe, like, for example, certain people are so clear about what they desire to accomplish. And I would like to let those people know that, like, whatever you desire to accomplish, you are destined to accomplish.
Exactly.
So the creator already instilled it in you, like, and you have skills and abilities to create it.
Yep.
And also oftentimes that the more that we we would like to create, the more challenges we would attract, because those challenges show us limitations we need to transform.
Yep.
A lot of people, they see it in the opposite way, in opposite ways, right? They say, oh my goodness, I desire like this goal, to accomplish this goal, but then I have so many obstacles on my way. It means that the creator doesn't want me to achieve it, or I'm not destined for it. It's the opposite way.
It's the opposite.
One, people start seeing that all the obstacles are coming our way to show us what limitations we're holding in, and so that we are ready to expand, so that we're ready to go to the next level. The path becomes just so much easier because loving challenges. And when we start loving challenges, we become unstoppable.
Yeah.
Life no longer can break us.
Yeah, because we're all created to be successful, right? That's the intention of Source or God or whatever, however you call it. His intention for us is to be successful. So it's not that certain people are born with it and other people aren't. The reality, to your point, is that our life experience shapes a lot of what we believe, but we can still change that too. So I'd love, last point before we wrap up, what is your advice to someone listening who maybe is right on the edge, or maybe they're thinking, you know what, I've tried everything. I don't know what to do. Can you give us just some easy tips of where people can begin?
Honestly, when you are on the edge, that's exactly when you're so close to expand, because exactly when I awaken spiritually, was exactly when I was on the edge and I felt like there would be no other way for me to improve and I was destined to die. So, and honestly, I would always say, I don't believe that Creator would give you something you cannot handle.
Yep.
And also, I know it's not easy when you are on the edge to say, just change your emotional state and feel better.
Not easy.
Rather, accept that emotional state. Yeah. Accept, yes, at this moment, my life is a mess. Accept it, but no, it's not forever. It doesn't mean you should not be doing anything about it. I would say, I would pray and ask, dear Creator, guide me in the most powerful course or knowledge or teacher who will give me the right answers at this moment for me to transform my life. Tune into your own intuition. Why? Because everybody is unique and different. But once you pray, once you ask, you connect with the divine intelligence and they will guide each individual in their own unique way. But again, always know, just when you get close to that edge, you're ready to go to completely next level. It's just like a spiral.
Yeah.
When you go in a spiral, when you're going up, you're actually going even lower down each time you go up. So start loving challenges. Start realizing that they come into your life to expand you to the next level and so that you will be able to actually stay at that level.
Yeah, because so everything that's happening in our lives is happening for us. It's nothing is ever happening to us. And this is probably the biggest myth that's out there. When you hear people say, why does this always happen to me? I don't understand. I'm doing everything I can. And it's like, what if you just decided that everything in your life is happening for you? That maybe there's an opportunity, that maybe there's a lesson, maybe there's something you can take away and say, you know what? What am I making this mean for me? And how can I make this better for me? Right? It's like, that's where we take our control back. Right? So instead of deciding to be a victim, we can decide that we're going to do something about it. Right?
Yes. And also it's so essential that the reason why so many individuals are suffering because they don't know how to master their own minds.
Yep. Agree.
So what is very essential is to learn to shift from the mind into the heart. I'm teaching it in my book and I myself transformed my life with this technique. Why? Because the mind always has something to say. And what happens is like when an individual has a busy mind, that is consistently thinking, that is when this whole stress and anxiety comes in. Because if you learn to shift your attention into your heart and you actually observe your thoughts, you will realize that a lot of them mean very little. Because if you go back, like let's say 5 years ago,
we're the watchers.
We have to do, like we have to really practice it, like how we go to the gym, we exercise our muscles. Because the more that we observe our own thoughts, the easier it will be for us in stressful situations to actually control our mind. And that is when we become the master of our inner state.
Yeah.
And it's a practice. It took me years. I myself went to Mount Shasta and I was just pushing myself into looking at the thoughts. But once you do it on a consistent basis, it will just pay off.
Yeah.
Because you will just feel so much better and life challenges will not kill you anymore. They will just may bring temporary small disturbance, but not like a complete disaster, you know?
Love it. Love it. Where can people connect with you?
So I have my website. It's called Quantum Leap to Success. Quantum Leap to Success is spelled with T-O-O. Yeah, because it's too success. It's too much.
Got it. Love it.
Never too
much. Love it.
And I have my social media on TikTok. I have my Facebook. I have my other website, Sacred Apex. But I do think on that website, you get like every individual can find all other sources.
So Facebook, Instagram is all your name, Oksana Lovich. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Fantastic. Thank you so much for making some time to chat with me today and telling us about your story.
Thank you so much. It was such a pleasure.
Absolutely. So folks out there listening, if what we've talked about today has really resonated for you and landed for you, and you really feel like you're in a place where you would like to learn more about Oksana and the work that she's doing in the world, you can find her website in the comments, or you can connect with her on any of her social media. And make sure you grab her book. The name of your book was The Fulfillment of Success.
Abundance, A Fulfilled Path to Success.
Abundance of a Fulfilled Path to Success.
It's Abundance, A Fulfilled Path to Success.
Oh, Abundance, Fulfilled Path to Success. Yes. Got it. Okay. So if you are interested in getting a copy of her book, I'm sure you can find it on Amazon or probably a link on her website. So you can, again, find all that in the show notes. And on that note, if what we've talked about today has been helpful for you and you know somebody that you think needs to hear this, please reach out to me. You can find me on my website, www.theallisonk.com. That's Allison with one L. And you can just hit the connect button and connect with me and we will take care of it for you. We'll make sure that whomever you would like to hear this episode hears it. Either I will do it for you or someone on my team will. But my DMs, as you guys know, are always open and you guys write to me every week. So I always love hearing from all of you. And just know that whether you're listening today for the first time or you've been listening to us for a while, know that we do consider you part of our family and we're grateful for every single one of you. This is why we've been able to build such a successful worldwide audience. It's because of you. This is why we do what we do. This is Allison Katzkowski with The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. You're one step closer to living your ultimate life. So make it a good one.